blah 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 blah
blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah
blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah.
Well, Sean, we did it. This is Blah Blah Podcast, episode nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Nothing.
Because nothing at all. In this one, we're talking about comic books. Are you familiar with those?
Nah, what are they?
Well, they're like books, but there's barely any words. There's a lot of artwork and pictures.
So a graphic novel.
Yeah, with bigger boobs, though.
Oh, okay.
Do you like boobs?
I do.
All right, well... You know who I am. I'm Jason the Machine Green. And you're Sean. You're Sean. I'm not Kevin Smith. And we have two guests today. We have...
Who do we have?
Joe the Hobo Botino.
Hello.
Joe Hobo.
Thank you for having me.
And Dan Meow Katz.
Hola.
Hola. Gentlemen, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Do you like comic books?
I dabble.
I read them quite... a bit, but not constantly. I like take a couple years off and download a bunch and then catch up and do that.
Okay.
Off, so
let me say,
pretty well versed in most of the Marvel stuff. DC, but
yeah.
Let me say this. I like my girlfriend, but I love my comics.
Well, girlfriend.
I hope my girlfriend's not listening. If you are, I love you.
Well, comic books will never break your heart. I'll
no,
say
they
that.
Won't.
And they actually will earn you money someday. On
yeah,
girlfriend.
That's
someday.
True.
Someday.
My dad has a huge comic book stash in our attic. And after going
and
through
bodies.
Everything, there's some really rare issues in there, too. I don't remember off the top of my head. I think he has the first issue of The Punisher. But anyway, everything all together, it's like $80,000. It's going to be my kid's college money one day. But
all right, well...
Wait, before I want to go in, I just want to...
where are we going?
Down under. I just want to say that our numbers last week for our previous episode was actually pretty good, right?
Yeah, not bad. Yeah.
Pretty good.
Keep stroking it.
I'm just proud of my voice, not yours.
Don't be proud.
Wait till you have 40 episodes and then come back and talk.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Shots fired.
Boom.
Anyway, so let's...
You
let's...
have the defector on your show. You just up and left.
Not quite.
I'm not bitter. It's cool. I don't really care.
Let's talk about some Avengers action, because obviously this is the biggest comic book movie that's coming out in, I guess, ever,
it's
really.
It's going to break the movie theaters.
I mean, the first Avengers was, what, the third highest grossing movie of all time?
Yeah.
I believe Iron Man 3 came up right on the heels of it.
Yeah, it was pretty close.
Is Avatar still up there?
Avatar's still number one.
Yeah. Titanic is two.
It's possible. I'd said nothing would ever get Titanic, but obviously I was wrong there.
If they would have re-released Avengers, because if it had an opportunity at the Oscars, I think it probably would have ended up getting higher. Not that it had the possibility to win anything big, but people would have gone and seen it again. I mean, people saw it two or three times when it came out the first
Avengers?
Time.
Yeah, I saw it four times.
I saw
total.
Three.
Hmm. But the trailer came out for the new Avengers. It was leaked by Hydra, according to many people.
Hey, Hydra.
Oh, Gary my knee. I gotta go to the doctor.
Gary Shandling. What was he doing in that movie?
Him and his bloated face.
Oh, my God. It's like he was on some kind of, like,
barely
cortisone.
Staying alive, I believe. Is what he was
out of all the characters to return from a previous movie, they get Gary Shandling back.
He probably was just in the city that day. Like, yeah. Hey, wanna be
we got one line
he
for
may
you.
He may have just been hanging around the set.
Yeah.
He's
around here. I thought I saw him in your backyard
before.
They
don't bring Tim Roth back as Abomination or William Hurt back as
the
General
Thunderbolts
Ross.
Thunderbolts movie. They're waiting for it. Come on. Thunderbolts.
He becomes like Red Hulk, right?
Thunderbolt does, yeah.
Ross becomes Red Hulk, but...
So the Avengers trailer came out, and it got leaked, quote-unquote, online. I heard the conspiracy theory that Marvel did it themselves, even though...
But now they're apparently trying to get Google to give up the YouTuber that did it. So.
See, I remember hearing that, obviously, it was going to premiere during that...
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
And that, yeah, specifically to get more ratings.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, that didn't happen.
But then they ended up showing new footage with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Not
anyway,
a ton of new footage, but new footage nonetheless. But we're going to talk about the Avengers trailer that came out. Some interesting notes that came up from the, because this is really the first thing that we're seeing from the movie.
Yeah.
Altogether, we weren't at Comic-Con, so no way we could have seen footage of
not
it beforehand.
Yet. You wait till the numbers on this podcast go up.
Yeah.
Keep thinking that.
Or you could just go to Comic-Con.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, but that's so much work. It's so much easier just to sit
have to
here
go
and
on
hear
the plane and deal with the peanuts. Like, you just can't do it.
And there's so
What's
many people
the deal
there.
With airline food?
The smell.
The smell. There you go.
The nerds.
I mean, fat men dressed like Wonder Woman.
If Monster Mania was any indication of the smell, I can only imagine. So let's just go over a few things that that was noticeable about the trailer. Clearly, the entire trailer is very dark. It doesn't have a very uptone to it. It's almost like as if bad things are going to happen.
It's like the opposite of what the first Avengers trailer was like. That one was a little more lighthearted and everything.
A lot of destruction, a lot of people maybe dying. Yeah, it's a very dark tone to the trailer, which is interesting. I wonder if they're, because the joke is that now every sequel has to be darker than the previous one, kind of Christopher Nolan-ish. What do you guys think of this tone being set?
I kind of like it, because the way I see it, each phase is kind of like an act, and you got the three-act structure, and it seems like just phase two for everyone minus the Guardians, who this is their first appearance. This is kind of like when they're at their lowest points. Mm-hmm. Thor, to his knowledge, lost his brother. He's no longer on his home. Tony's no longer what he used to be, which I think is going to play into Ultron, the whole factor of I have to kind of just make up for everything I've done, and best way to do this is by making these robots, and as we clearly see, that's not the case. And then for Captain America, S.H.I.E.L.D. is gone. So the world's at a kind of a lower place right now.
That's actually a really good point. Never thought of that. Did you think of that yourself, or did you read that on the internet?
That's what I thought of, like, when I saw the
smart man.
The trailer. Thank you.
It's very similar to how I feel about it, but it's also part of their plan. Like, I know everyone doesn't really believe that they have everything planned out, but they do have an outline.
Hey, I
for
trust
what
them
doing.
More than Damon Lindelof.
Yeah. and what the point of this one is going to be is it's basically going to be the thing that breaks the Avengers, and then that's why they already announced Civil War is going to be the next thing, and obviously this team isn't going to be together probably ever again in its
we'll
entirety
be lucky if
other
we get
than
this the,
movie.
It, yeah, yeah, we'll be lucky if we get them halfway through the movie.
Yeah, because there's a possibility that some of the characters might not even be around for the end of this movie because they might just disappear. I think Thor has a good chance of
just
not,
leaving,
not being there. Yeah, I mean, it's
possible.
That actually, that's
happen,
how he is
but
in Civil War. He's not on the planet during the Civil War.
Not
it's
at
the,
all.
The robot that Tony Stark and Mr. Fantastic.
Which I was actually talking to Jason earlier. They can't do that for any of the movies because right now Evans only has two movies left, and Hemsworth only has two movies left.
Yeah.
So that's Thor 3 and then one of the Infinity War movies, which we're going to get to. And
unless they
thing.
Offer them like a ridiculous amount of money to come
but
back
for the
second
part. But
they
might not want
part.
To because Hemsworth actually really doesn't like doing this part.
Chris Evans is
basically saying he doesn't want to do it.
Chris Evans might leave
stuff.
The business, actually.
Yeah. He doesn't even want to act anymore, according to him. So
Downey, I think, is in it. Like, I think he just made a statement that said by the time he's done with Iron Man, his amount of movies that he'd be in as the character would be in like the double digits.
Side note, though, I saw Snowpiercer recently. Good movie for Chris Evans was the Chris Evans was the main star.
It's okay, and I get choked up about it too.
I know his acting was just beautiful, but he was like
he's actually really good in a lot of stuff.
He was really good in Snowpiercer.
Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah, I mean Scott Pilgrim.
Oh, I forgot
was great.
He was in that. It was hilarious.
Did you see the trailer someone cut to make Captain America Winter Soldier look like an 80s action movie from the Canon Group?
No,
he actually used that footage when he's hanging up the phone. He's like the next click you hear will be me pulling the trigger.
Wow,
like that one.
But you said Hemsworth doesn't like playing Thor.
He doesn't like the workout that he has to do for him.
He's got
to
bulk
you
up.
You see what he has to look like.
And boo-hoo.
And he doesn't look like that.
All
like
the women want you.
Else.
Oh.
The diet and
well, he's also getting a lot of other roles, too. Yeah. Like, he's going to be in the new Michael Mann movie.
He was just in that Rush, right?
He was in that. Not the Cyclist movie, right?
No.
I thought you were talking about the band.
Yeah, so I'm sure everyone wants to do, even Robert Downey Jr. wants to do other things. The difference is that if they pay him another $100 million, he'll do it.
He can get that kind of money.
Oh, absolutely.
The other actors can't get that much from it. They've been trying
to leverage it. They casted them in the first place because they were cheaper.
Yeah.
You know? Which is interesting considering, and we can bring this up now, how Benedict Cumberbatch is being rumored
for Doctor Strange, right?
Isn't it all but confirmed? Pretty
yeah. Sure yeah, it's I'm happy that it was that they're going with supposedly him instead of Joaquin Phoenix, who was rumored to be in talks, because Joaquin wouldn't have signed up for more than one movie.
Well, also, yeah. You know, could he have? Because we all know how Joaquin Phoenix is as an actor. He, if it's not a weird person playing a character, it doesn't really work for him. Like he can't really play the every guy. Not that Doctor Strange is, but he's not, especially now. Because you know,
I'm still here. Yeah. Especially. Yeah.
I don't really know if he would have worked. I mean, I think Benedict Cumberbatch, not only does he... He looks more of ways, like Captain Strange, too. Yeah,
Doctor Strange.
Captain Strange.
Captain Strange.
Too many captains.
It's too many captains. Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Captain Crunch.
But I actually am more happy with Benedict Cumberbatch myself. Not that I like him as more of an actor. I just think that he's much better at being able to play weird, but not having...
Not going too far. Yeah. I think Joaquin could have went too far.
And also, he can work with other actors. Joaquin Phoenix is kind of like if they kept Edward Norton around.
Mm-hmm.
What they want, and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. By the way, Edward Norton, very good in Birdman.
Very good. Pretty much playing himself, the actor.
Pretty much, yeah.
Changes everything.
I was telling Jason this earlier. He has a really funny scene halfway through the movie towards the end of the play. If you remember that.
Yeah.
Let's just say he gets a little excited.
Ooh.
but anyway, so yeah, Captain God, I almost said it again. Doctor Strange should be pretty good, I would assume. Do we have a director for that?
Scott Derrickson.
Scott Derrickson.
Who is the guy who did the Day the Earth Stood Still remake and
so we could have had Keanu Reeves, possibly, as Doctor Strange.
And he also more recently did Insidious and Deliver Us from Evil.
Mm.
Insidious is actually pretty okay for
I liked
for
it what, up until the end.
Was, which actually kind of gave me hope for a second that we might have even have gotten Ethan Hawke. That would have been interesting.
I think he was in
like
talks.
Because he was
Ethan
one
Hawke.
Of the people in talks.
He's definitely... He seems like a low price tag to me.
Mm-hmm.
We have a little bit of Ultron. We have apparently, according to the trailer, they have determined that he is not created the same way as he is in the comics. They say he's not created with a 3D printer. It looks like he's, you know, casted out of molten lava or something coming out.
Apparently,
or,
like he has stages too. Like he adapts.
Yeah. Well, which I mean, obviously, he looks different
in the comics.
In the beginning
the
of the
way
trailer.
That he was created is he was just originally a robot created by actually Hank Pym, who is actually going to be an Ant-Man.
In this.
And as he became more and more sentient, he started tracking down things that make himself more powerful. Believe it or not, he ends up getting himself covered in adamantium at one point.
But they can't do that in this.
They can't do that because Fox owns the word adamantium.
That's so
I have
funny.
A theory. So odds are it's probably just going to be vibranium so they can
And I have a theory with that. Because if you notice in the trailer, there's a scene where Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch approach him.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like he's in some sort of mine. So I think that going along with the fact that they shot in South Africa... There's going to be some scenes in Wakanda, which is the homeworld of the Black
which,
country, the Black
I'm
Panther.
I'm sure Sean's probably about to bring it up anyway. There's a shot of
Claw.
Andy Serkis.
Andy Serkis. Basically playing the villain of Black Panther. There's
Claw.
No way he could be playing anyone but Claw.
He looks just like him with the,
exactly.
chin strap beard.
I'm surprised they even put him in the trailer.
Yeah, because
he really has nothing
no one
to do
knew
with
what his role
else.
Was until the trailer came out.
And they
out.
Said,
now everyone knows
they said
he
he's going to do motion capture, but not... All not entirely motion cat. He's going to have some actual acting.
Yeah, I mean he was there
and
to help.
Sounds
out
to
James
me
Spader
like
and Mark Ruffalo, I'm sure. But then they're like, oh
no,
do this.
No. That it sounds like to me he's doing the actual part for this, and then once he turns into his character, by the time Black Panther rolls around, he's going to do the motion capture for Claw.
Well, Claw isn't a character that would need motion.
Yeah, capture. He just has like a ray gun
he's got
on
like
his
a,
hand.
Yeah, ray gun like a Sonic kind of.
Yeah,
he's literally a guy with like a claw. Gun arm. So
from what I saw, he was like more machine than anything. Like to me, that might be motion capture. If
I think
need
you're
to.
Just that was just a fever dream.
you're
thinking about the one from Inspector Gadget that you brought up. Right? I think that's probably what it is.
Hey,
did you imagine if that claw was in Black Panther?
I'll get you next time, Chadwick Boseman.
There's a lot of what looks to be time travel in the trailer, so I guess they're playing off of that a lot. Yeah, time travel.
Are you talking about like when the Cap shield is broken and all that? I think,
well, not just that, but also like Captain America's back in the 30s again.
Yeah. I think a lot of those are and like there's like the ballet, and I think that's going off of like Black Widows.
Yeah.
I think it's just Scarlet Witch getting in people's heads. Kind of projecting things. She can do that.
Pretty much exactly what that's going to be. I mean, I've actually heard stuff that got leaked from the script from Devin Faraci months ago, but as far as like spoilers go, I'm not going to go into any of them because I don't want to ruin anything. But she can do some pretty crazy stuff, and that's why I'm really glad there's a really great actress playing her.
But no one still knows who she is.
No one still knows who she is.
Elizabeth Olsen?
Yeah. And it's also weird since the brother and sister were husband and wife.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking the same thing.
Well, Scarlet Witch in the comics, during the whole M-Day saga, or House of M, she altered reality so that her father, Magneto, could rule the world, and mutants would become superior to humans. And then... so she has the ability to just change life as we know it, and then she reverted it back but decimated the majority of the mutant population. So she has some really crazy powers.
But since we're talking about the Avengers, just one thing is the word mutant is like illegal for
Marvel
in their movies. They're called miracles at this point. But that's obviously something we'll get into about other things.
And obviously, like, I read a story that, you know, Marvel is not selling any X-Men merchandise towards any movies because even though they still have the merchandise rights.
Yeah, well, they're actually canceling all the Fantastic Four books as well.
So, wow, they didn't sell well to begin with. So.
No, not at this point.
That's the one team nobody likes.
Well, I mean, they were the original, too.
Yeah.
They're the original
Marvel team. Doesn't matter. It's not part of their universe anymore as far as movies
go. Fantastic
Four
movie will top the unreleased 1990s one,
which was a
gem.
Yeah, that was
the Roger Corman one.
There's a line in there when they're all about to go to space and Mrs. Storm looks at them and goes, "Well, look at all of you. The Fantastic Four." And like the score that's the only score the entire movie plays.
I heard they made that movie just to keep the rights, right?
Yeah. And never.
Why do you think they're doing this?
Which is why do you think
they keep the rights?
Just like they did with Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah. We got a
Spider-Man. We moved them cranes for you. You mess with one of us, you mess with all of us.
We got the Hulkbuster, at least. We've seen concept art already of the Hulkbuster, but actually the Hulkbuster in action in the
fighting,
trailer.
I'm Hulk.
Obviously.
I'm happy we're getting the actual Hulkbuster, because if you remember in Iron Man 3, there's that one really big Iron Man armor.
I think it was Igor or something like that.
But everyone, when they first saw the concept art for that, was like, "Oh, it's the Hulkbuster!" I'm like, "No, it's not the Hulkbuster."
So
not
what,
big enough.
Why do you think he's fighting Hulk? Do you think Hulk's like being mind controlled by Scarlet Witch or something?
That's actually something that has to do with part of a spoiler I've heard.
Oh, well, before. You don't have to go into that.
So I don't know if it's that scene specifically, because it's a different context from what I've heard. Because as you can tell, if you remember the credit scene from Cap 2 when it's Baron Strucker's base, I believe the opening scene of Avengers Age of Ultron is probably going to be them raiding that complex.
To get the scepter back.
And they've already
trying to clean up Hydra now.
And they've already showed portions of the trailer where it looks like that's where they are.
And because Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver are there, they're going to be going against the Avengers from the beginning of the movie until whatever happens where they obviously become good because...
They become best friends.
Because we see them fighting alongside the Avengers in the trailer.
Yeah, so. And... They were part of the Avengers for a really long time, just in Marvel history. So. Yeah.
You think they're going to shoot Hulk up into space at one point?
I don't know.
Maybe they said
they have plans for Hulk. But if you notice in the trailer, there's that shot where Mark Ruffalo is like all crazy looking.
Yeah,
and
that looks like losing.
It looks like after they got their asses handed to him.
Something's going on with, I think, Bruce Banner in this movie.
I don't know what's going on.
What I've actually read is that he's saying that he's having more and more trouble controlling the Hulk now, because the longer he stays as the Hulk, the more the Hulk just wants to be out all the time.
Well, if you remember in...
the comic books has happened multiple
times. Professor Hulk.
We kind of hit on it before we started up on the show. That leaked scene with Iron Man and Captain America where they're talking, it kind of sounds like Hulk's already gone by that point.
And same thing with Thor.
Yeah.
Like, they say that Thor's missing, and they're actually on Hawkeye's farm, apparently. I don't know if they even knew that. But
I think they're trying to just do more with Hawkeye. So, like, let's establish his character more. All right, he has a farm.
He's a peaceful
man. He's a working
man. I kind of hope, like you were saying earlier, Dan, that Chris, like, Thor might just leave in the movie.
Yeah, I mean,
thinking more about that.
That would actually... because with Ragnarok and everything, because Loki right now is in charge of Asgard.
Well, yeah, Loki, they confirmed Loki is going to be in the movie.
Yeah. In Avengers 2?
Yeah, yeah, I think Idris Elba let it slip that Heimdall Idris Elba and Loki messed are going to be in it.
Yeah.
And,
good for him.
Well, they can't have an Avengers movie without him. You don't go.
Without Idris Elba.
I'm tired of Loki. I'm sorry. I'm just tired of it.
He was probably one of the strongest characters as far as acting wise goes in the whole thing, but yeah,
he's overexposed.
When someone was like, he's not going to be in Avengers 2, I was like, well, that's good because he's been the villain in like three movies already.
They're just trying to appeal, I think, to the Tumblr fangirls that like,
they have
love
to be.
Loki.
I mean, and now
they have,
they
made his part bigger in the second Thor movie.
And Cumberbatch in the same universe, which is even
everyone's
going to
draw so much
girls.
Weird fan fiction now.
Yeah.
We also there's a rumor that the kid from Iron Man 3, in case you didn't get enough of him, it looks like he's going to be in the Avengers 2 as well.
Really? I didn't hear that.
Yeah, that one I
Harley?
Didn't hear at all.
Yeah, because there's a scene in the trailer, I forget where it is, but Iron Man is, or Tony Stark is in that what do you call it, the garage that he was in Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
Where the kid was helping him rebuild the Iron Man suit, and clearly that's where he is in the trailer when he gives that line of dialogue.
This is the path that I started, or this is the end of the path I started us on.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
I think that's
something
along
the
line.
That's just a really weird character to bring back, because you know who's not in Age of Ultron as far as we know right now, which is really bothering me? Falcon?
Yeah. Well, he's been spot. Apparently, rumor has it Anthony Mackie was spotted on set.
As far he's not been confirmed at this point, which
they got,
at this
like,
point
they got
is kind of late
Cheadle
in the game
in
for them to not have. And
what do you do?
You know
with
what
them,
else
though?
Is also weird?
I don't know.
He hasn't been confirmed for Captain America 3 either.
Really?
No.
That can't be right.
He was
so
one of the
far,
best things
he hasn't
Winter
been confirmed for that either. Which I mean, he has to be in there. I mean,
well,
he was such a great character, and Falcon is actually a really integral part to Cap's modern day stories. Anyway,
well, now
I think
he is Cap.
I think if Falcon's going to be in Age of Ultron, one of the things that I saw some set pictures, and it looks like there's some sort of like privatized military being in there, which I think is, and I just read some theories online, and I kind of buy into the theory that it's kind of just a substitute for S.H.I.E.L.D. now that S.H.I.E.L.D.'s gone, kind of just like a new kind of force, and I think Falcon might be like
not
ahead
to
of that
get
right
into
now.
The whole TV thing. If you actually watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., because it's all connected, there still is S.H.I.E.L.D. It's just nowhere near as big as it used to be.
It's like
it's an underground thing
now,
starting
right?
back up.
It's like the Underground Railroad.
And they actually started bringing in more comical characters to the show. Like
Mockingbird,
the season opener actually had Absorbing Man, which is probably one of the coolest things I've seen on TV in a really long time.
Hmm.
And now Mockingbird, who in the comics, believe it or not, was actually Hawkeye's wife at one point. But they changed it a little bit, so has a relationship with someone else on the team. So not Hawkeye.
Fan fiction.
We mentioned before the twins in the trailer already.
Do you think that, because everyone's like, they're not going to make a better scene with Quicksilver? I'm like, it doesn't matter if they make a better scene. Quicksilver's only in one scene.
Well, did you hear that originally Quicksilver wasn't even going to be in
Days
of Future?
That was Juggernaut. It was in the script as Juggernaut.
And then they heard that Quicksilver was going to be in
Age
of
Ultron.
Remember,
he got put in that movie really late in the game. Yeah. Like, oh, Evan Peters is Quicksilver now.
Which, I think Evan Peters is great in that
movie. Yeah. I didn't like his wardrobe.
But then they're just like, go home. Take this car.
We need to stop a bullet, but clearly you're moving bullets all over the place in this scene.
The whole movie could have been done with if they just told Quicksilver to go take
care. Why do they even need Magneto? Like, Magneto did nothing but make the situation worse.
Yeah, but that's just Magneto.
And then
involved.
The other thing that really annoyed me was, you know how he said he was trying to save JFK?
Mm-hmm.
He was one of us.
Bullet? You know what he did later in that movie, or before? I don't remember what point. Remember when he shot Mystique in the leg? He wasn't even looking. He couldn't see where she was. So how the hell could he not save JFK?
What do you think JFK's
but nail her in the
power
leg?
Was?
Banging women?
Like, no, I could sleep with any chick I want.
Maybe he just got extremely lucky. I don't know. But
we'll leave Fox for later.
It looks like now I'm not really familiar with the Age of Ultron comic story, but
it is literally going to be in title only.
Yeah,
because
it says here that
dealt with like time travel, right?
Nothing like this. Winter Soldier literally was nothing like the Winter Soldier comic book.
Yeah,
so at
Winter
this point,
Soldier had
like
the Cosmic
really,
Cube.
They're taking really cool names and adapting them, just like Ragnarok probably
Civil
isn't going to follow the the comics. Either a Civil War, because they can't.
I think Ragnarok had like a giant serpent in it, and I don't think they're going to do it just a giant serpent that comes out of nowhere.
They're speculating that the twins are basically acting as if they were She-Hulk and Luke Cage in the original story, where they were emissaries for the Avengers, kind of playing with Ultron, both sides almost.
I think that they're going to actually first be under Ultron's sway.
That's what I figured.
And then
yeah.
realize Ultron is not helping the world.
Yeah.
Because what Ultron basically says, he wants to save the world, and he realizes that humans are the problem. So he's just trying to kill everybody. That's what Ultron's ultimate goal is. Everyone be robots.
Yeah.
How about that Ultron? Let's talk about the actual look of him.
He sounds good.
Well, of course he sounds good. You have a really great voice for it.
He has a different look than the comic, because in the comic book he was, like I said, created by Hank Pym, who is Ant-Man, and he had a very Ant-Man-esque
look. You can see a little there.
But he definitely has a much more stark armor-based
more
look.
High-tech, yeah.
This time, like even in the face, it kind of has similarities to Iron Man's mask, just different colors, because they showed those other Ultron robots and they all look like basically other Iron Man armors.
And when you see him crashing the party that the heroes are having, his look is just scrapped Iron Man outfits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and he even picks up one of the armors and just crushes
it. That one actually looked like almost like a Captain America drone that he crushes.
Yeah.
There.
But did you notice all the robots, they had Avengers logos on them?
Well, yeah, because what
I didn't notice that.
Since there's no SHIELD anymore and no one's operating the Avengers, Tony Stark is privately
pretty
funding
much,
them,
yeah.
and Captain America's leading them. That's what's going on right now.
And his Tony Stark's, I think, whole goal is to kind of give the heroes a break and, you know, have someone do their work for them. Because Tony Stark's on this whole kick of, oh, we can just quit now because he took the arc reactor out in Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
He's kind of normalizing his life.
I think people kind of got the wrong idea of how they ended Iron Man 3. Personally, I don't feel that it's him saying he doesn't want to be Iron Man anymore. What he's saying is he doesn't need the suit to be Iron Man.
Yeah.
Because he is Iron
Especially
Man.
Especially in the beginning of the... if the beginning of the movie is them raiding Hydra, you see in just the shots in there, he has the suit on attacking the base.
Yeah.
So he clearly is still Iron Man.
And the other thing, side note, at the end of Iron Man 3 when he's getting the surgery to get his arc reactor move, I'll bet you any amount of money that one of the surgeons is Stephen Strange. Because he's a
believe it
surgeon.
Or not, I can probably refute that because of something really stupid. The Chinese cut of the movie had a whole bunch more footage about the doctors that did the operation. It was just some random Chinese doctor.
Oh, yeah, it was the guy in the beginning.
Yeah.
You remember Yinsen?
Yeah.
Yinsen
at
the beginning.
Guy.
Goes, this is Dr. Wu.
And that was who did the surgery.
The fetus Dr. Wu.
Well, that is a completely missed opportunity then.
Yeah.
I don't know much about
Doctor
Strange, Stephen but...
didn't mention Stephen Strange in Winter Soldier.
I threw that before I got in the room.
I already told you who I want to play Luke Cage.
I know.
That would be the best Luke
Terry
Cage.
Terry Crews?
No.
Michael Jai White.
Michael Jordan?
Hey, you know what? If they do that for Netflix, they could get him. Like, that's
he's not a hard get. I don't know if they're going to go for him.
I'm pretty sure they already cast Luke Cage.
No.
Jeff Loeb said that none of the other series are cast.
Just Charlie Cox.
I'd also like to see, if anyone watched Dexter, the guy who played James Doakes.
He's pretty good.
He's older, though.
Surprise!
Yeah, but he's got like that look, just the Luke Cage look.
Mm.
Maybe James Doakes from season one, because now, you know, it's been like 10 years.
Have you seen the movie Black Dynamite?
I haven't, actually.
Okay,
oh, man.
Michael J. White was also in The Dark Knight, right?
Yeah.
Gamble?
He was also Spawn, which is where most people probably
Spawn.
Know him.
Yeah.
But
he's also in Arrow.
Black Dynamite, and just think of his character with a less intense afro. He's practically Luke Cage from the 70s comic books. That's seriously like
with the buttoned like the opened button collared yellow shirt.
I mean, he's wearing different colors and stuff because he's like, you know, more of a pimp and everything.
I'm declaring war on everyone who sells drugs in the community.
But I mean, I just can imagine the same kind of dialogue deliverance, but him being like, "Sweet Christmas."
Oh yeah, it's a catchphrase.
I guess the last piece of info we have about the trailer is we see the broken shield, like Captain America's broken shield.
Which I think that's also probably a hallucination.
I was just going to say that too.
Possibly. And it's right next to Thor, which is
Tony Stark's even saying that obviously she made everyone see some sort of vision, and he's saying he doesn't trust someone that doesn't have a dark side. That's because when she tried to put a hex on Captain America, it didn't bother him in the slightest because he's that good of a person.
Yeah, well, you also see that in the little bit extra footage that they showed during Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. when they're all trying to pick up Mjolnir, but no one can. But
he gets a little shake.
Yeah, which in the comics actually that is kind of a thing because he never tried to pick it up until he actually literally picked it up and wielded it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they're laying seeds for whenever he's going to be in one of the later Avengers movies. I'm thinking because, like I said, Thor's probably going to be gone at some point or have to be killed off or whatever for a while. And that's when Captain America is actually going to hold Mjolnir and have the shield in the other hand and look completely badass. So they're laying the seeds for that right now.
And I think with the shield itself breaking, I think now would be too early if they were to actually break it. I feel like Thanos,
well,
if
actually,
the one
shield
breaks it.
Is missing. If you don't remember, at the end of Winter Soldier, it just falls into the water.
It. Oh, yeah, I completely forgot about that.
What?
And they need to go to Wakanda to get more vibranium to reforge a new one. Yeah.
By that point where you bring up this scenario where you could have both in each hand, wouldn't it be Captain America anymore? Well, it would still be Captain America, but it would be what's his face, the Winter Soldier.
You're thinking, yeah, no, because I mean I think we should, I'll wait to talk about it till we get into the further movies that we're about to get into. Like mm-hmm. I have a theory of how they're going to do it myself, of how it's going to be Chris Evans in that part, but I think we have quite a few more movies to talk about.
All right, yeah, let's just go over the phase three schedule that they released.
Everyone thought that was going to be
the first of phase three until they did the press release, and they're like, Cap Civil War is the beginning of phase
three. It would have been the first part of phase three if they didn't have so much go on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So we have, oh yeah, that's right, because then they delayed it, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Edgar Wright stepped out.
Yeah.
Edgar Wrong.
You know what? It's probably better off. We have, obviously, the Avengers movie that's coming out early next year. We have, coming out afterwards, the Ant-Man movie. Then, 2016, in May, we have Captain America Civil War, which, as we discussed, also includes Robert Downey Jr. in that one.
As well as Chadwick Boseman playing Black Panther.
Black Panther.
I think he's a good choice. He's really good.
He was one of the people that was rumored for a really long time, and like he's actually a really good actor too. So
yeah, he's not a bad actor.
He's not expensive.
No,
so
well, no one knows who he is.
He's up and coming right now. He was just in the James Brown. In 42 when he was in the James Brown movie.
Yeah. Doctor Strange is later that year in November in 2016.
Benedict Cumberbatch. Obviously.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2, they're trying to rush that one out there. They want it for 2017 in May.
Well, that got announced before Guardians even came out.
They were like, trying to, I mean, obviously they were still banking on it doing well, and you know,
which it did. It was one of like the big surprise hits of the summer.
It was the biggest movie of the year so far.
Yeah.
It
might change with Mockingjay coming out though. It's possible.
Maybe.
I'm just hoping that Guardian spins off into the much-awaited Howard the Duck reboot.
It'll happen. At least a Netflix iteration.
Or at least a one-shot on
because
the Blu-ray.
They're so confident in James Gunn that he's going to be almost like the godfather of the cosmic side of everything. So
they were saying
he'll be really involved with the Infinity War, as well as Captain Marvel, and anything that takes place in space, probably going to be involved with.
There was a thought that maybe he could do the Infinity Wars.
You know what
they
could do is they might do one directed by the Russo brothers and one
directed by the Russo brothers, apparently rumored to be directing one of them.
Yeah.
I think it really depends on how Civil War does. I mean,
Russos and Gunn are like their top dogs, right?
And it's
Whedon's done. He's done.
Is he done after this completely?
He doesn't want to. He doesn't want to do anymore.
Oh, and he could still be
really working for Marvel
advisor,
that bad.
I feel like because he's been advising even before the first Avengers came out. He advised some of the other movies and had like plot ideas.
He helped Captain and supposedly Thor, but I don't think anybody did a good job on the first Thor personally.
I don't think it's that bad.
It's not the worst
Thor
movie
too,
that
I
they've
think.
Done, but.
Speaking of Thor, we have also in 2017, a couple months from Guardians 2, is Thor Rancor.
Ragnarok?
Rancor.
If you didn't notice, they're trying to do three movies a year after next year. They're going for three a year.
It was two
Marvel
a year
overload.
Rancor's the
Ragnarok?
The thing from Return of the Jedi, when he kills
the
pit.
The fat guy.
That's what I'm calling it
crying.
For now on, by the way. Thor Rancor. Yeah.
You know, I was I remember reading online Idris Elba. When Idris Elba made that slip you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
I remember him also saying how he doesn't like working in Marvel movies.
He doesn't either.
It's just like it makes you wonder what is
Ghost
it like
Rider
behind this
too, right?
I mean, what do you think about
wear that ridiculous helmet the whole time, horrible contacts, and then in the second Thor movie, he had an entire action scene that was probably him in front of a green screen running and doing nothing.
And
then he goes in another movie and he's actually playing a character and doing dialogue and everything.
Well, still, he just, like, there's just, like, some actors who just can't stand Marvel. Terrence Howard, who was the original Rhodey.
Yeah.
Well, he wanted more money.
And then Edward Norton.
I'm sorry. He was not good at all.
He wasn't that bad.
He's too effeminate to be
a machine.
He's so effeminate.
Is he Michael Clark Duncan feminine?
He's more effeminate than Michael Clark Duncan.
So you're saying he's definitely gay.
Yes.
Okay.
Rhodey is, like, a badass.
Don Cheadle's doing a good job.
Yeah.
Until they made him Norman Osborn and the Iron Patriot.
Don't even get me started on Iron Man 3.
That's just because they couldn't, you know, they're like, that's a cool armor, let's just use it.
We can use it before they use it.
That's kind of probably...
Did you guys hear about Jeff Bridges did a interview when they were talking to him about the first Thor movie, about just
Iron Man?
Oh my god, I'm on a roll here. It's just...
That's cool. You got enough people here to...
You want some tequila?
No, I'm cool. The tequila is going to make me worse. The first Iron Man movie, he was saying how like there was just constant rewrites every day, and there would be at times where it would be.
That was because right then and there they didn't know what they were doing.
They knew they wanted to lead to Avengers,
but
they didn't know how.
Literally like him, Robert Downey Jr. and
Favreau
in a trailer just trying to fix everything, and it was just. You know,
I mean,
humble
you can see that in Iron Man 2 also, because that movie was just
boring.
That seemed to me like a very Disney-heavy movie. Like, they really tried to get involved on that
and
one.
And then when Disney realized that their meddling didn't help very much, they backed off a bit.
Yeah.
Which actually I think also is a little bit with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Same thing with ABC last season, because it was the first season, they're like really hands-on. And now it seems it doesn't. If you were watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., it really doesn't feel like.
How are the ratings for S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I don't know what they are. Honestly.
I think they're going down right now.
They were going down before.
It spiked back up in the beginning of season two, but now it's starting to go back down. But that usually happens mid-season.
Like, honestly,
for a lot of
now
shows.
It's getting into so much more stuff related to the comics that I honestly feel that normal people that just want to watch a regular procedural show don't get it because they're going so far.
So deep.
Well, also, how many comic book fans do you know who are like avid TV watchers?
And let alone network TV. They're probably going to watch Netflix.
On a personal level, I haven't watched TV in what feels like forever, years. I just watch.
I don't watch network shows normally. Yeah.
Not really.
With the exception of Hannibal and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. right now. Those are the only two network shows I ever watch.
After Thor Rancor, we have Black Panther is coming out November 3rd in 2017.
It's about time. I think their whole thing with Phase 3
I think they're actually
is...
beating DC to the punch because Cyborg was originally...
Oh, Cyborg's late. That's
was gonna
2020.
Be the first black-led...
But Black Panther's out now.
In a while, and then...
Although, technically, Cyborg is going to be in the Batman-Superman
movie. Yeah, but it was going to be a black-led superhero movie for the first time since,
Steel. Yeah,
I know.
Shazam.
Yeah. No, but Shazam's not a superhero.
You're thinking of Kazam with Shaq.
Is.
Oh,
Shazam
God.
Shazam is
a
superhero.
But the Rock. Played by Shaq.
Yeah, but that movie was actually... Shazam, completely not related to the comic.
It was Kazam.
Kazam. Yeah.
We're all doing it. Yeah.
Shazam is now Captain Marvel in DC because they can't use the Captain Marvel name anymore.
It's
so they just use the name Shazam.
But I think the whole thing with Phase 3 is they're trying to diversify it. They're trying to get, you know, African Americans and women and the Inhumans who are like kind of like quasi mutants.
Well,
in a way.
speaking of the women, we have Captain Marvel in 2018,
which is actually going to be sandwiched between the Avengers 2 movies, I believe, is the plan.
Yeah, it's in between, yeah.
It's coming out between the two movies, which I think goes into my theory of what I'm thinking the through line's probably going to be.
But it's like, if they're going up against Thanos, they need all hands on deck. And right now, if you combine all the Earth heroes and the Guardians, they don't stand a chance.
Yeah, well,
like, they
you really think about
so
it,
many more people.
All the heroes that are in the Avengers... they're all punchy powers, other than Thor's lightning and Iron Man shooting rockets.
Yeah, everyone's agility.
Just punching.
Well, what's Black Panther's ability?
more punchy.
Yeah, he's like a daredevil kind.
He's kind of a ninja, more or less. Like, he uses martial little arts. Vibranium daggers he can throw him and stuff, but he's just... He's basically another Captain America kind of guy.
And what does Doctor Strange do?
Uses magic.
They call him Sorcerer Supreme because he's got all kind of magical abilities, gateways to different dimensions.
And actually, it's kind of interesting because Scarlet Witch and Doctor Strange are actually like opposite sides of the spectrum. Because Scarlet Witch is all like hex and chaos-based magic, but Doctor Strange is actually more the light side of the magic.
Order. Like, there's a code
and everything, so that's kind of an interesting thing that might play into if they're teaming up together. They might be able to combine those two types of magic for some crazy effects.
So after Black Panther, we have Avengers: Infinity War Part 1, followed by the Captain Marvel movie, and then in between all that, so in the year 2018, we have three Marvel movies, with starting with Avengers, then in May, going to Captain Marvel in July, and on November in 2018, we have Inhumans. Many people don't know who these Inhumans are.
They're like this like race of humans that's been like cross-species, I believe. I don't know too much about the Inhumans to call myself an expert.
Luckily, I know a bit more, so I can explain this one.
Go for it.
The Kree, who we know from Guardians, which was Ronan's race, in prehistoric times, they experimented on like primitive men, like genetically altered their code to have Kree DNA, and it means there's going to be a whole bunch of humans with this latent ability of some kind of power, but they don't know until they're exposed to something called the Terrigen Mists, which is this crazy crystal.
Something in the mist.
Like, and in the comics, what actually happens is they drop like a Terrigen bomb on the planet, and that just makes millions of Inhumans all of a sudden. I don't know if that's what they're going to go for the movie, but that actually ties in with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. directly right now.
Because there's a Kree in that, right?
There's a dead Kree who is the reason why Coulson is back, because they injected him with some kind of serum they made from that. And Skye also was injected with that serum when she was about to die.
By the way.
But there's also a theory in that Skye was already an Inhuman, because all the other people that were brought back with the serum have had this ridiculous side effect of drawing all kinds of crazy maps, but Skye hasn't had any problems with it yet.
And they say her father's like really crazy too,
her father,
right?
Who's played by Kyle MacLachlan from Twin Peaks and Dune, seems like he is definitely an Inhuman. They're just not going to... Because they go into saying that her parents murdered a whole city of Himalayans looking for their daughter. If you know the comic books, Attilan, which is the secret city of the Inhumans, originates in the Himalayas before going to the moon, which, you know, a whole bunch
straight
of craziness.
To the moon.
And the last episode, they actually just revealed these crazy carvings that all the other people have been making. They thought it was a star map originally, but now Coulson just realized finally that it's actually a blueprint to a city. And they actually showed a 3D model of the city. Uh-huh. And now Coulson has no desire to do the carvings anymore, so it set something off, and now he's normal again.
Hmm. Well, I'm excited for Inhumans, because I know their king is the Black Bolt, who's actually a mute, but he has the power of supersonic stream.
Is that if he talks, he will fuck shit up.
It's that, like, it's a supersonic thing, right? Yeah.
Oh, kind of like from the X-Men movie,
Banshee. But Banshee just can scream really loud. Black Bolt's voice is like God's voice from Dogma.
From Dogma, yeah. Okay.
And Black Bolt, is pretty important with the Illuminati, which is the group of like Iron Man, Mr. Fantastic, Doctor Strange, Black Panther, all the smartest minds, Namor. When they wanted to launch the Hulk into space. So they always get together whenever there's a big crisis. So Black Bolt always represents the... yeah, for Christmas.
But the most exciting part for the Inhumans, I'm actually thinking, is their dog, Lockjaw, is a teleporter. And they don't have a teleporter in the Marvel Cinematic Universe right now, because all the really good teleporters are elsewhere. So...
Nightcrawlers
with Fox.
They're mutants.
So that's kind of interesting. It's their dog, but I mean, they have interesting powers. Like, Black Bolt's wife is Medusa, and she has hair that is basically like her power to do whatever she wants with her hair. Like,
Tangled.
It's all kinds of crazy things. And basically, I think the Inhumans are going to end up being their version of the mutants.
They definitely are, because they're the closest thing.
Oh, yeah.
So
they'll
have all kinds of crazy powers. I mean, that's what the Inhumans are going to be.
And if anything, like, out of all the races, quote unquote, on Earth, in the Marvel Cinematic Universe that could be discriminated against, they're the Inhumans because they're different. Mm. They're experimented on, and they're just different. They're not just someone who gets their powers by accident or by science. They're born like this. So
yeah, no, it's completely right. You know, I'm surprised they never did like a Namor movie yet.
They can't
because of Aquaman.
No,
he's with Universal.
There's some weird thing where his rights are locked up somewhere.
The rights of everything are very bizarre.
It's because Marvel was going under in the 90s. Yeah. They had to sell went really, really close to being not a company, and all of their characters actually would have been piecemealed off to other people. Like, they wouldn't have been able to stay together as the Marvel Universe then. So they sold the film rights to different companies, and pretty much ever since then, with the exception of a few things like Daredevil and Ghost Rider and like Punisher, those rights have pretty much been stuck where they went because they just keep making the movies, because the deal is if they don't make a movie within a certain amount of years, the rights go back to Marvel.
Mm-hmm. And with that, not only the heroes, but their villains, their supporting characters,
and
love
unfortunately,
interests.
A lot of the best villains in the Marvel Universe that people know are either Spider-Man villains or X-Men villains. And
Magneto, Doctor Doom.
I wouldn't
Doom.
Say X-Men villains. I mean, you have Magneto.
Yeah, but there's a whole bunch. Like, if you think about popular villains, like, people know, like, Sabretooth and stuff like that.
Do
like,
they, though?
Venom, I mean.
That's Spider-Man.
But then also, Doctor Doom is also one of the biggest people in the Marvel Universe.
He's a threat
he's
to everyone.
In so many things.
Mm.
And he's locked up in Fox, too. I mean,
well,
he's
an by internet the way, blogger how now. About that name change?
He's Russian
Victor
now.
Domashev.
He's a Russian now.
We'll get to, if that's on the agenda, we'll get to that, is it?
Yeah, and we finish off with Avengers Infinity War Part 2 in 2019, which I guess should be the end of Phase 3.
Yeah, you guys think it's going to be the end of the cinematic universe?
No, I think it'll keep going forever, but I smell a reboot 2020.
I see a thing here. The problem is Marvel's taking advantage of the fact that superhero movies are in right now.
But just wait. Just
wait. Something's going to happen because like, this actually happened for a while. One of the book series kind of off topic that I love is called Meg, and it's actually a sci-fi series about the Megalodon, and they're still being
alive. Oh, not from Family Guy?
No.
those giant-ass sharks.
Yeah,
everyone from
and
Hercules.
It was actually going to be adapted into a movie, and then the book came out in like 96 or 97, and then guess what movie came out in 1998? The really,
Godzilla?
Really horrible Godzilla movie.
Oh, right. I was just, that's a lot of fish.
And everyone didn't realize, since that... How many giant monster movies have there really been since that?
Godzilla
you can count
them
probably
year.
On like one hand. Now they're finally getting back into being in. So
I wouldn't say that.
I mean, but they're making another Pacific Rim. They're definitely making another Godzilla movie. They're definitely making another King Kong movie. They're coming back.
Oh, they're making King Kong?
They're making
Skull
Island at Legendary, which means they could potentially
isn't
do
that the
a Godzilla
Indiana Jones movie?
King Kong movie.
What?
Kingdom of the Skull Island?
A Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
But so eventually something's going to burst the bubble
Kingdom of the
where
Skull
these superhero efforts. Movies are not going to be as successful, and Marvel's taking full advantage of right now that everyone's crazy about.
Well, it happened back in the day with Batman and Robin killed the superhero
yeah,
movie for
thing.
A long
That's
time.
That's what we need. We just need another Batman and Robin.
Well, I mean, according to the schedule that I have in front of me, in 2017, there's supposed to be 10 comic book movies that come out that year.
Holy crap.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of fish.
I mean, next
That's
year
a
is
movies.
A packed year with
next year's pretty big
movies
yeah.
in general, not just comic book movies. But
Star Wars?
Yeah, exactly.
The Force.
But as far as comic book movies, let's and we can dive into a little bit of DC here as well. Obviously, we have Age of Ultron's the next one that comes up in Ant-Man's July. Fantastic Four, which we haven't seen any footage of yet, but that comes
been
out.
Leaks of stuff. The thing that leaked, if you saw that,
August.
Actually, that looked pretty good. But what they've shown that I've seen of a leaked picture of Doom.
Oh, he looks awful.
It looks really bad.
It's like
I mean,
he's made
it,
of
he's definitely
going
to have some kind of CG put on top of it because there's no way that they're putting what that it's... looked like on the screen. But
yeah, it's. I also think it's interesting that it's coming out in August. That's usually a dead time for movies.
Well, it worked for Guardians.
But that's also because...
It also had... I think word of mouth really helped Guardians, too.
I mean, because they actually sold Guardians to the people before it came out because they were just showing lots of footage in different places and had a really big social campaign, and it kind of swelled.
But, I mean, if you don't think word of mouth is viable, just look at Spider-Man 2. It really did not make... It didn't make its budget bad.
Because everyone hated it.
People saw it, and they started bad-mouthing it, rightfully so.
The funny thing about the Fantastic Four is, if I recall, a couple years ago, Fox still had Daredevil, and they were more in development of their Daredevil reboot than they were their Fantastic
Four
reboot.
They were
going to
make a 70s really gritty Daredevil movie with Joe Carnahan, which probably would have been pretty badass.
Yeah. And what they Marvel comes along and says, hey, your contract for both movies expire in October. Here's what we'll do. We'll provide an extension on your Daredevil contract, but you got to give us the Fantastic Four, but namely Galactus. The Silver Surfer and Galactus to us now. And they said no. Then if, for whatever reason, their Daredevil reboot shot itself in the foot and they had to sell it back. But could you imagine Galactus, Silver Surfer, and the Fantastic Four being involved in this whole cosmic thing going on?
Dude, that would just be
that would be great, because especially considering what they did with Galactus in the Fantastic Four movie. He was a cloud.
Mm.
Like,
isn't he really just a giant face?
He's
a giant purple guy, which sounds ridiculous, but you know Marvel could have pulled it off.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Galactus is one of the
coolest
villains.
He's a planet eater, and Silver Surfer is his emissary who comes to planets.
But he doesn't like it because he's like forced into it.
Yeah.
But there's a lot. Like, Silver Surfer's actually, most people don't think of him as an interesting character. I just started reading a new run they did of Silver Surfer the past year.
I heard that's really good.
It's almost like Doctor Who, but with Silver Surfer. He's even got a companion now, but it's actually really good.
I didn't even like how they did the CGI.
He looked like the T-1000. Doug Jones playing him in that, wasn't it?
Which
Lawrence Fishburne is the voice.
But, you know...
It didn't look as good as the T-1000 did almost 15 years before that?
But this Fantastic Four movie they have coming out...
A bunch of teenagers in space.
I like the cast.
I actually like the cast, and I like the director. But
Chronicle was really good. I enjoyed it. But I think with this...
I hate Chronicle.
You hate Chronicle? Yeah. I was a fan.
I don't know why he's still filming there when the camera got buried. Sean, shut the hell up.
I've tried to explain to him why...
There's people
so
that fly,
cameras,
man. Suspend your disbelief.
Hey, man, they fly.
Hey, man.
Dane DeHaan was playing another psycho.
Like, when people flipped out that Johnny Storm was going to be black, and I was like... I don't really care. I mean,
Michael B. Jordan.
At first, I was worried about that because,
how are him and Kate Mara sisters?
Well, yeah, but no, it's like it's kind of like because I thought they were going to do eventually a Nick Fury thing where like they retired the white Nick Fury for the African American, and that's fine. Like I don't care, but I was afraid that they were going to do that with the Human Torch, like just kill off Johnny Storm again or whatever. Yeah. But now I realize, okay, Marvel doesn't care about Fantastic Four, clearly.
Marvel doesn't care about
the Fantastic Four, but they care about Doom, Silver Surfer, and Galactus, and the Skrulls. They can't even use the Skrulls, which is why they had to use the Chitauri in the Avengers.
And also the fact that in the comics, the Kree and the Skrull are archenemies, but in the Guardians, it's the Kree and the Xandarians.
We got that. And that rounds out 2015.
I mean, you can tell that Fox is not confident with that movie because they would already be advertising it at this point.
We haven't seen a single thing.
Not even promotional art or stills or anything official.
The only thing they gave us was the logo and the synopsis.
Yeah.
Yeah, aren't they government experiments or something?
They're in containment suits or some ridiculous
thing. And are they family?
Like, it's,
where'd the black one come
from? Susan's adopted because they had a set photos of Mr. Storm. I forget who's playing it, but he's also African American.
Oh.
Everyone thought that Johnny was the one that was adopted, but it turns out Susan's the one who's adopted.
Because Invisible Woman and Human Torch are brother and sister, then Mr. Fantastic marries Invisible Woman, and Ben Grimm is just
Reed's college
Reed's
friend.
Really good friend.
Yeah, who turned into a rock monster.
How are they going to do that?
That's CG.
It's going to be CG.
The other Fantastic Four movies weren't good, but Michael Chiklis was pretty good.
Yeah, he was fine.
The Roger Corman one.
The only thing
in that movie
I even liked was some of
Jessica
Chris
Alba.
Evans, honestly, I couldn't stand anything else about those Fantastic Four movies.
Yeah, like, I heard making him.
I didn't even like Chiklis as the thing in that. First of all, it looked awful. To me, it looked really bad.
I remember reading some behind-the-scenes things about that movie, and apparently, like, just filming it was hell. Like, no one liked each other on set. And the one scene where Jessica Alba's, like, half-naked, and she's, like,
in the middle of the street.
Yeah,
like,
I heard she, like, totally refused to do that, scene.
She's already, like, said a million times that she's never gonna get naked on screen or whatever. That's, like, something she's, like, not happy about her body or something.
Oh, it's a shame, isn't it?
I'm over it. In 2016, the rumored Deadpool movie is supposed to be coming out.
Oh, well, yes. It's not rumored. It's confirmed.
Is it confirmed?
It's officially confirmed.
Who do you think is going to play Deadpool? Or who would you guys like to see play Deadpool?
I think based off of the test footage, it's, I think Ryan Reynolds is the perfect fit for it.
He's coming back?
They actually shot the test footage, which I have the script that the test footage is from. I've actually read the whole script. If they go with that script, it'll be a really fun movie.
It's got nothing to do with X-Men Origins Wolverine or anything.
No,
it can't.
But it actually has
the script actually
has Colossus in it, too, as a pretty important character randomly. But
I mean, I already read that.
All the other villains in it are just more minor characters from the Marvel comics.
I already read it's going to have a shared universe with X-Men.
It's written by the Zombieland writers, which Zombieland was actually a pretty funny movie. Yeah. I mean, it was pretty solid.
I think in X-Men Origins, I enjoyed Ryan Reynolds when he talked in the beginning. Like, I thought, like...
He was a good Wade Wilson, man.
Until they sewed his mouth shut.
Which was... He's the merc with the mouth. Why would you get rid of his mouth? That was my
Whoever made that was...
Dumb.
Yeah.
I just want to say that you're probably all going to disagree with me, but if they had to pick another Deadpool, I can honestly see Charlie Day doing it.
I thought you were going to say Charlie Day. Sheen.
I could see Charlie Day.
Totally see Charlie Day as Deadpool.
He's too small.
Yeah.
Yeah. Deadpool does
need to have a bit of a physique to him, even though
he's tall and
lanky.
No, I know, but Movie Magic,
he's supposed
I think
to be
they
one
can
of
work
the most
around
deadly
that.
Mercenaries on the planet.
Maybe just the voice.
I can't buy.
Yeah, if he's the voice, I can picture his voice.
Just the voice, then.
If they were going to do something weird with the voice and do like in the video game where he has multiple voices in his head, he would probably be a really funny voice.
Yeah.
For one of Deadpool's voices, because one of the funniest things about Deadpool is he gives his narration out loud in the comic books, and other characters in the comic book can hear it because he's breaking the fourth wall the whole
constantly.
Time. Like,
I remember, I think I read that he once in one of the series tied up his creator and murdered him.
Yeah, that was in Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe.
Right, that was it. Yeah,
it was a one-off story.
I don't feel like what's his name, Ryan Reynolds, though, is really a bankable star anymore.
That's kind of one of the things, but also his schedule is always full. Like,
what's he doing?
Always.
He's buried too.
I guess he does.
I know Blake Lively, man. He's gonna be a dad.
That's part of the reason why he didn't get to do Deadpool earlier, because I think they wanted to do it when the script was locked, and he was tied up with other stuff. And then he went and did Green Lantern.
He's too busy. Oh, that was a gem.
I think Green Lantern probably would hurt his, because obviously it didn't make much money.
Because
the script actually starts with him.
Oh God!
Before he has cancer, so it's actually got Wade Wilson as a person, and then. He eventually tries to cure his cancer, and that's how he becomes...
He starts cooking meth.
But he was a mercenary before that happened as well, so...
I think it's also interesting that it comes out in February. That's not a very...
And they've already confirmed... Yeah. They've also already confirmed it's not going to be rated R, which is a problem with the
script. Well, here's the thing. I read a... I saw a review of the... it was like an AMC thing reviewing the Deadpool footage, and they said, technically, that the test footage was PG-13. They used one F-bomb. It wasn't overly saturated with gore. You didn't see the blood and like the dismemberment. So technically speaking, the test footage is PG-13.
The script definitely is a hard R.
But again, you look at the first Avengers movie, that almost got an R rating just because there was a blade coming out of Coulson's
getting
chest.
Stabbed. They had the fight to get that in the movie.
Are you kidding me? I'm not. Don't get me started on that.
And yet, in the Wolverine. I actually don't even know how that got a PG-13.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I don't know. 2016, we also have in March, we have the Batman-Superman movie, Dawn of Justice.
I feel like I'm the only one looking forward to that movie.
You might be the only one.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm...
Jimmy Olsen may have robotic legs. That's all
Wait
I'm
a minute.
Saying.
Wait,
the thing that's
what?
Really funny about that is they were supposed to have that female character who was like... barely a character in Man of Steel was supposed to be the replacement for Jimmy Olsen.
Yeah, but now they got a Scooter McNary.
They didn't name her
supposedly playing Jimmy, and he was seen on set with green screen around his legs. Apparently,
and people thought he was
Jimmy.
The Flash originally, but
he's like a boot
they
thing.
Announced.
But they said he's Jimmy, and apparently during the fight in the end of Man of Steel, he got his legs blown off. So LexCorp makes some robot legs.
Well, maybe he'll be Metallo.
Everyone got something blown off.
And now, you see, for the millionth time on screen, we get to see the Waynes die again.
Wait, they're doing it again.
Yeah, they're filming it right now. They actually recreated the shots directly from
the
Dark
Knight
everything. Returns with the marquee for the Mark of Zorro. Everything.
Like Batman Begins.
And they showed it the first scene in Gotham, which is a god-awful show, by the way.
Really?
Oh, my God, that show is horrible.
The only thing that pisses me off about Gotham the most is that all of his villains grew up within, like, a square-mile radius.
Yeah. Man. It's like, but it's like, I've never met
you
people.
Opening, when it comes the opening scene of Gotham was his parents dying.
Yeah, which
again.
I think is a mistake. They should have never put, at least in that big of a role, Bruce Wayne.
You never
get
to see anything with them. And my thing is with Batman Begins, them killing off the Waynes, I think that was okay because the Tim Burton Batman, you didn't see Batman's origin.
Yeah.
They showed the flashbacks of the actual death, but you didn't see him.
The opening of the movie
parents.
Had that scene that was similar, and you thought it was going to be his parents dying if
right.
you knew the story, but then it ended up just being other civilians. I think that worked in the Burton one.
Yeah.
You think in BVS, the Wayne's being killed, is that's just going to be another flashback, you think? Or do you think that'll be the beginning
so
of the movie?
Because
I think it'll be a flashback.
Yeah, because too. At this point, I mean, Batman's apparently been Batman for a while.
Yeah, he's like old and gray. And
he's
has
supposed
like,
to have been around for almost 40 years or something like that.
But that's the thing
saying.
I also read, is like he's supposed to have been around for decades.
But he's not well known.
He's still
not
a
exposed.
Myth.
Yeah.
He's kind of like Sasquatch. Hmm. And he's going to have the female Robin.
What the hell
from,
has he been doing all this time?
Pretty much well, just call
the
Dark Knight Returns.
Also, Jenna Malone, everyone thinks that she's Robin, but right now there's also another female character that they leaked a picture of a thing from the set, and there's some kind of seer. I can't remember the name because I don't know DC's continuity that well. And that might actually be who Jenna Malone is playing and not the Robin. But if that's the case, then that's the only thing that I was interested in that movie was for them to have a female Robin and it be played by Jenna Malone. So if that doesn't happen, then
I'd like to see
really...
Dick Grayson done right.
I'm just excited to see Batman and Superman on the same screen together. Like, I definitely don't agree with anything they're like. A lot of the things they're
Jesse
doing.
Jesse Eisenberg.
Like, Jesse Eisenberg being the number one, like Mount Everest sized
Wonder Woman.
Like, well, I don't mind that. She's
Cyborg,
hot.
Flash,
Cyborg, Aquaman.
Yeah, but no one. Like, okay, if you look at Lex
Zack
Luthor.
Zack Snyder.
Yeah, if you look at Lex Luthor, he's this big. You know, brute of man. He's kind of like Vince McMahon. He's a man who's
he should be older than
at
Superman.
The top of his game. He's a man who's at the top of his game who wants to represent the best of humanity. They have cast the complete opposite
teenager.
Type of
like
person.
When I think of Lex Luthor, like I think of
Clancy Brown.
Yeah, Clancy Brown. If they like Clancy Brown's done live action things. He's on The Flash right now.
Yeah.
And
I think they wanted a big name though.
Yeah,
but
at
not
the same
Jesse
time,
Eisenberg.
It's,
they should have gotten Heisenberg.
Yeah. Bryan Cranston would have been a great
Lex
Luthor.
I mean, he would have, but the movies still would be the same bad movie
yeah.
it's going to be, honestly.
Honestly,
I actually like Ben Affleck as Batman. I think that's
I think he looks really good, yeah.
But I just can't see this movie turning out any better than Man of Steel, honestly.
Ben Affleck's grown as an actor.
As long as Zack Snyder is behind it, I can't, like...
And Christopher Nolan pretty much said he has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, well, think about this
more
way.
Or less.
He's out.
Has Zack Snyder ever truly made a great movie?
Cricket.
Sucker Punch was, you know, I think the Citizen
Dawn of the
Kane
Dead, I think, is probably his strongest movie. And that was his first one. He kind of blew his load
I enjoyed
out
Watchmen. I didn't think
Watchmen.
Yeah,
no, I
I'm
not
too.
Saying
why
that it wasn't a bad
like
movie, because I like Watchmen also. But and he's also, other than 300... He hasn't made a bankable movie.
Yeah.
So I don't know why they're putting all their faith
Man of Steel
in
made some money.
Yeah, but not what they wanted it to.
Oh.
Man of Steel was just like an okay movie to me. I went in there with all the hope of the world. I went in there with all the hope in the world.
My cousin, it wasn't Eric that was with me, but it was my younger one. You didn't meet the younger one. He was talking about how much he loved it, and I was just like, ugh. Like, as soon as we walked in.
I mean, it was
I
no
liked parts of it.
Yeah. It was no Superman Returns. But at the same time, when him and Zod were fighting on that satellite as it was re-entering the Earth's atmosphere and they were punching each other, I remember specifically saying at that point, okay, this is enough.
You know, as much as people hate Superman Returns, I still think Kevin Spacey was a good
Lex
Luthor.
Kevin Spacey was
as
good.
Lex Luthor.
It's just...
Wrong! was it Kumar? Like, it has no lines in that movie.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and then they had like the Lois Lane's baby, or who was ended up being Superboy at the end.
And which they had Cyclops.
It's like when did
father?
You have sex? What was that joke Kevin Smith said? I remember him saying like,
yeah, Superman can only you know be able to have sex with a kryptonite condom.
Yeah.
No, that and it's just like. He
or
left,
Wonder Woman's the only one who can handle.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
I think in the comics, it's in the New 52, I don't read.
They're
an item. But I think they're Wonder Woman and Superman.
Oh yeah, no, they're I've been reading the New 52 Justice League. I'm like just about three issues behind. But yeah, they like make out and they have dinner. And there's the one really weird issue is the scene where they kiss, in the Justice League comic, and the scene where they
down on him.
Yeah, and the scene where they kiss,
gets her head blown off.
It's like in the next panel, you see they're being watched through a telescope. Panel, a few panels later, it's Batman is just spying on them.
Ew.
And they never.
Oh, this is pretty odd. Oh, yeah.
And they never address that again.
Robin, don't look at me. Don't look at my shame.
Where's the other drugs?
I swear I'm just doing research.
No, but it's like Batman's just spying on them, and then they never address that again.
It actually just happened on, even though like I still think it's a horrible show, I still watch The Walking Dead, but they just did a really creepy scene.
Don't even get me started
on that
show. One
character watching two other people have sex, and he's just like standing, and they see that he's watching, and
they
just
keep
doing
going.
What the speaking of that, May 2016,
it's comic book related.
We have Captain America 3 coming out. May, also in May of 2016.
You mean
I seriously predict that as much as everyone thinks that Batman vs. Superman is probably going to be one of the biggest movies on the planet, I think there's a really big potential for Captain America 3 Civil War.
Yeah.
To do more money.
I don't think it's going to do Iron Man money, though.
No, but...
I mean, obviously because Robert Downey Jr. is in it.
Yeah.
But if they get, like, everyone in there, it would probably be big. If they made it, like, an Avengers Jr.
Because it was funny, because...
It'll be interesting to see.
When they were supposed to be the same day, and Marvel didn't budge.
Yeah.
Marvel stood their ground against
Batman. I think
Batman,
it's very smart for DC to have gone to March. There's no competition.
Yeah.
They'll probably be able to stay in theaters until around when the Avengers comes out.
I think it's almost a blessing in disguise.
Captain. Yeah.
X-Men Apocalypse is also in May of 2016.
Which, I actually just, something just broke that a big portion of the story in this one is going to be Mystique and Magneto so they can get Jennifer Lawrence and Fassbender
really?
As a central relationship. So. I don't know.
Yawn.
Yeah.
Since Magneto
nude
pictures.
Since they're very, very bankable stars right now, they want to put them front and center.
I don't know. I get it. And they tried to increase her role in the second movie.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Bring back John Stamos as X. She was hot.
I really
want to see it.
Like,
but...
Apocalypse is actually a really interesting character in the comic books. But
he's like one of the first mutants, right?
Yeah. I just don't see it working with Fox doing what they do. I mean,
who do you think
they got lucky. First Class was really good because I think Matthew Vaughn is... really good director, and then
Kick Ass Man.
Days of Future Past just had enough good stuff in it to make it worth watching. Like, it wasn't great, but it was an improvement on pretty much everything, you know, that they did previously.
Were you going to mention the casting?
Who do you think would make a good Apocalypse?
The Rock.
The Rock. Well, he's Shazam.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
No, he's Black Adam.
He's Black Adam.
I heard Tom Hardy is also in the running.
But Tom Hardy is also now
Sinister Six.
For Suicide Squad.
Oh, I'm sorry, Suicide Squad, yeah.
Jeff Bridges would make a good Apocalypse.
Vince McMahon. I'm gonna kill it.
I'm gonna kill it. We have Doctor Strange.
It would be funny if it was Stone Cold Steve Austin, just because I would be cracking up the whole time.
He stuns Wolverine.
What if it's like just a complete oddball? Like a complete, like... You know, like a
Gilbert
curveball. Yeah, Gilbert, or like a Henry Winkler.
Oh, my God.
Hey!
Hey, I got my mutant powers.
Doctor Strange is in July of 2016. Then we have Suicide Squad in August. Another August
release.
I really
think Doctor Strange is going to be a very cool-looking movie.
I wish Guillermo del Toro did
it. That Doctor Strange, that would be... I mean, I think he was actually involved for a little bit with a Hulk TV show that fell through he was going to be involved with. But, That movie is going to have a lot of crazy stuff in it, because he can, like, do astral projection, leave his body, go into different realms, all kinds of craziness. Like, and
especially,
those comics are bright. Like, they're not dark.
It's like acid
magic. They literally look like you took LSD, and so that movie's probably going to be one of the cooler-looking movies.
And especially the villain's going to be Dormammu.
He's
just going to be, like, just this demon on fire and just really cool.
And he's actually really huge, too. He's not...
He's gigantic.
He's, like... you know, a couple hundred feet tall, Dormammu is so that'll be cool because they haven't done that in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
I hope
yet.
Stan Lee's still around to do a cameo at that point.
I honestly don't give anything about
a darn.
Yeah, I don't. Because his cameos bring you out of the movie at this point. Like, it makes you remember that you're watching a movie.
Mm. Yeah.
Because it's just so on the nose
anymore. They did it well in Guardians, though.
Yeah.
Do you think...
I don't even know why he had one, because he has nothing to do
apparently
with Guardians.
Apparently, his cameo in Guardians was going to be when they're going to the collector's thing.
Yeah.
Groot
in one of the
looks
boxes.
At him, and then he flips Groot off.
I would have loved that. I remember hearing some fan theories that he's Stanley's actually the Watcher.
No.
That's just the theory.
They should confirm.
That'd be cool,
that.
But, yeah. You know.
Suicide Squad in August 2016.
Which I think that's beating out Sinister Six as, like, the first villain-centric.
Sinister Six is supposed to be 2016 in November, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Did you hear Suicide Squad? They actually got some pretty, at least, close to firm casting.
Yeah, Harley Quinn.
Margot Robbie.
Yeah, and then they're really going after
Jared Leto,
Joker,
yeah.
I think he'd be good. I don't think he'll be Heath Ledger good, but I think... Jared Leto's a good choice.
He could pull it off.
I mean, I've liked Jared Leto in most things. I've seen him even in movies that aren't really that good.
If they give him enough to do,
yeah,
I think
the only reason I'm really looking forward to Suicide Squad is the director. More than anything, I actually
Who's directing it?
Is David Ayers.
What did he do?
He did Sabotage with Arnold Schwarzenegger earlier this year, which Fury. No one saw, but it was actually
it's coming to Netflix.
Is it?
Fury, the tank movie.
Oh, I heard Fury was really
right
good.
Now. And then before that, he did End of Watch with Gyllenhaal.
That was a great movie.
Oh, okay.
And then before that, he was a writer on Training Day. So he's actually...
He does a lot of gritty stuff. Yeah. I'm surprised
The Suicide Squad is a gritty thing because it's these villains that sign up for suicide missions to gain their freedom.
I just watched
that. I'm really upset that Will Smith is circling it right now because I don't want to see him.
Who would he be?
That means his kid's not
going to... Probably Black Spider.
No, they're actually going after him to play Captain Boomerang, which is even more ridiculous.
That's like...
Because he's black.
Yeah.
First of all, Captain Boomerang's Australian.
Could you imagine Will Smith with an Australian accent?
And then they're going after...
Jiggy, what am I?
They're going after someone else for Deadshot, which is
The guy who played Bruce Willis's son in the new Die Hard.
Oh, yeah, Jai Courtney, who is like a charisma vacuum. He's like the worst.
Horrible.
Yeah, and he keeps popping up in crap. He's going to be
in the
Terminator movie, which that looks awful.
Oh,
dude, it looks like a sci-fi channel movie.
Oh, yeah.
No, I heard the synopsis of the story for Terminator.
Calls
like,
him Pops.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is awful.
It's like they want it to fail.
But Jai Courtney is literally...
It's almost like they have no ideas left for
him. You know who he is? What's the name of the guy from Avatar that got
Sam Worthington?
Yeah, he's like the new Sam Worthington.
No, but he's a poor man, Sam Worthington.
At least Sam Worthington's not even that good. Express emotions,
barely.
On occasion.
I recently watched the animated Suicide Squad movie that came out a few months ago.
Yeah.
Assault
on Arkham. Based on the Arkham universe.
Yeah,
right?
Dude, that was really good. Actually,
I haven't watched it yet, but I have.
Like, there's some
people are banging in that movie.
Yeah, Deadshot. It was surprisingly adult rated. Like, there's a scene where they're just all chilling in a hotel room. And Harley Quinn comes in just buck ass naked, and they just bang. And there's a scene where Killer Frost, she goes through Captain Boomerang dresses up as an EMT person to bring in Killer Frost in a body bag, puts her through like this body bag scanner thing. You know, since she's cold, she registered as dead to sneak in there. And when the guy unzips the bag, she's just naked, and he's just like, ooh. So it's like, man.
And it's animated movie, which is even
You don't really, I mean, it's just a lot of side boob. But there's like heads being blown off and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I am interested in that, even though it's going to be somewhat connected, because apparently Jesse Eisenberg is also possibly rumored to reprise Lex Luthor again.
I wonder.
It's weird because I don't think he's ever even been part of the Suicide Squad.
No, they're probably going to. I bet you any amount of money because Amanda Waller was in this movie. They're going to cast
her. And they
were
close together.
Amanda Waller was actually a character in the Green Lantern movie. If you don't,
yeah, remember that
Angela
now.
Bassett.
Yeah, Angela Bassett.
They should just get the woman who voicers her in the cartoons, FCC Pounder, whatever her name is,
CHH Pounder. Something like that. She was the
Pounder Hard.
She was that. She was the black woman in the movie The Orphan.
Yeah, you're right.
And she was actually pretty good in that. Hmm. But
just cast the people that did the voices in the cartoons.
Yeah, just get Kevin Conroy. Yeah.
And see, there's nothing. Is I think Deathstroke would be a really good character for them to put in.
I hope
movie,
they, yeah.
But because he's on the Arrow right now, and he's
well,
a big
is
part
it
of
Arrow
it.
Or the
it's,
Arrow?
It's Arrow,
it's
but
Arrow.
I just call it.
Okay. Everyone calls it the Arrow because that's what they call him.
For the
that's
Suicide,
like following in the following.
Yeah.
For the Suicide Squad movie, mm-hmm. obviously Harley Quinn's going to be in it, most likely as a Joker, but he's not part of the Suicide Squad.
No.
He's just in the animated
trying to take him down.
Yeah.
Even, like
in this in the animated movie
meets him.
In the in it well. Harley becomes Harley Quinn because of the Joker, so right. They obviously have a relationship.
Well, then again, they're
prior.
Also making Lex Luthor some 30-year-old fast-talking
like,
Michael Cera wannabe.
Since because of the fact that they're having Batman have been around for a while, I guess what they're going to have is that Joker already exists in the world.
Yeah.
And maybe Harley is forced to work with the Suicide Squad to get her freedom to try taking down the Joker. That could actually be an interesting story, because if Joker is straight-up villain in this movie, that means they can do some really evil...
Yeah. I hope so. But who do you think's going to be in the team? I mean, Captain Boomerang, maybe.
Well, no, it's definitely Captain Boomerang, Deadshot, and Harley Quinn are all three definites right
probably
now.
Bronze Tiger.
In the animated movie, they had King Shark. Never heard of this guy prior. This big
Sean's hulking... over there like, I don't even know what in the hell anyone's talking about at this point.
But King Shark was like this giant hulking dude with a metal jaw who
what?
Would bite shit.
I'm just trying
Shark,
to get through
King,
the schedule.
Kingfish from Amos and Andy.
Yeah. But, probably
so
Killer
that,
Frost.
That movie has potential because it's not Zack Snyder, so that's kind of why I'm
anything not
to that
anything
one,
not Zack Snyder.
Speaking of not Zack Snyder, 2017 we have a third Wolverine movie coming out in March.
Wolverine 3.
Uh-huh.
The Wolverining.
Which is really funny because now the Wolverine doesn't even exist in the timeline anymore.
Everything prior to
they released the Wolverine, and then next year they released the movie. That didn't happen.
Well, the only thing technically from the Wolverine that would still be canon is the World War II stuff, because that took place before the when Wolverine went back in.
So is he gonna have his bone claws in Apocalypse or his metal claws?
Who knows?
Because they erased that whole
thing. Well, because they had the whole thing with that not being Mystique, but. I really don't think they would have my bone claws for a whole movie, because they just look funny.
They did look funny.
They're just
in
like
every movie he's had them, they look bad. And he's had them in three movies, and they look bad.
I think they should probably do Dakin.
I mean, the claws,
that'd be cool.
Period, look horrible in Origins. They were CGI claws the whole time in Origins, and they were really
dude,
bad
Origins
in
had
movie.
Like the war. Oh, God, that budget was so low.
We have Guardians 2 in 2017.
Does that have
in
a
May.
Subtitle, or is it just Guardians?
Not yet.
Guardians
not yet.
2, Electric Boogaloo.
Wonder Woman, June 2017.
Yeah.
Which I hear they're trying to get a female director for.
They really? Want someone from Breaking Bad.
Michelle MacLaren, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Who's also done a bunch of Game of Thrones also.
Well, I mean, her outfit is very Game of Thrones looky.
Yeah.
We have the Fantastic Four sequel coming.
Oh, already.
2017.
Which, you know... Might not even happen at
might
this
not.
Point.
Might not. Well, we'll see. We have... What do we have here? Oh, that's interesting. Apparently, this list has Guardians of the Galaxy in July on here, but that's not true. We have Justice League movie in November.
Woo!
2017. We have... It just says here, female lead Spider-Man spinoff, which either could be...
It's probably nothing.
Well... Who knows? They're trying to do something, but it could be, the Aunt May movie that we heard about.
Well, that I think has been debunked.
That was just a rumor.
Rumor.
But yeah. they're just trying revealed. To do anything to keep the Spider-Man license at this point. So they're thinking about doing something that'll because technically they can't use Spider-Woman because that's actually not even a character related in any way to Peter
Spider-Man,
Parker.
Yeah.
She's
more Avengers.
Yeah.
Well, they said as far as the
they
Aunt
can use
May,
like Spider Girl, who's like an alternate universe daughter.
The
Black
Cat, Silver Sable.
They can use Black Cat. They use Silver Sable. There's a new character called Silk, who's actually basically another girl who got bit by the same kind of spider. Peter Parker.
I think it was the same spider.
Just
actually
introduced in the comics.
I think they just revealed the original Sin thing. It's the same spider. Yeah. After it bites Peter, it bites her.
But.
That little rascally bastard.
Basically, they're just throwing everything. Sony is literally throwing crap on the wall and hoping it sticks at this point. Because there's supposed to be a Venom movie that doesn't seem like it's going to happen either now.
None of it seems like it's going to happen.
Sinister Six. Well, they said they may, if anything, they'll like soft reboot Spider-Man again.
What?
Like in the Sinister
but
Six.
Maybe
and have
do
them,
a one that already exists in the world. Because believe it or not, I said this before we started. Marvel is saying none of their movies from now on are going to be origin stories. They're all going to start in media res. So all the characters are going to have existed by the time their movie
Well, I guess
comes
they
kind of
have to.
Well, first of all, people are tired of origin stories.
Yeah.
Because it's... Pretty much an origin story is always the same, like always. There's no variation in that.
They said
because Marvel wants to do different genre movies, and if they do origin stories, they can't really.
Yeah,
because
then you have to wait for a second one.
And I think Marvel said if they ever did get the rights back to Spider-Man, they wouldn't reboot Spider-Man. They would already reestablish him into this thing. So Uncle Ben's dead, Gwen's dead. He's already in, into the heart of
it. And you know what? It wouldn't happen. They're not going to get him.
No, they're not.
Unfortunately,
it's Sony's really only big money maker, and it's not even working for him right now.
It's just like Spider-Man's been one of my favorite characters since I was a kid, and it's just so disheartening.
Andrew Garfield to me is a much better Peter Parker and Spider-Man than Tobey Maguire.
I never
was.
Liked Tobey Maguire.
I didn't
he's
either.
He's just awkward.
I think he's great in the part, and I think that even Mark Webb has some good ideas, but
it's
the writers,
yeah.
You know who wrote Amazing Spider-Man
yeah.
2, right?
Yeah.
Same team responsible for all the Transformers movies.
Uh-huh. Which is... And the last Star Trek movie.
Yeah.
I heard an interesting theory that Marvel Studios doesn't own the film rights to Spider-Man.
They own the
cartoons. But they own the television rights to Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
So if they were to
Netflix.
Put Spider-Man in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or in a Netflix series... They could,
What about animated though? Is it only?
Well, they can definitely do animated for sure. I'm
yeah,
not
they can do everyone animated.
I'm not positive if they can do a live action Spider-Man.
I don't know because technically,
it would actually be really interesting because the Defenders is a street based thing, and that's what Spider-Man has always been too. Like he fits
in with that world.
He would be in that New York area that everything else is going on in. It would be great, but I don't think they're legally allowed.
Yeah,
to.
I would feel
it's
like
still,
there would be a lawsuit.
It's still called
there.
Like film, even though it's TV.
Yeah,
it's
live
it's a,
action.
It's a weird. I think they actually own the live action rights to Spider-Man mm-hmm. over at Sony. So
2018 starts off with The Flash in March. Which
I like the Flash.
Is interesting considering they have the TV show and they're casting someone totally different for the movie.
They're just
boy,
messing
DC
up.
No, DC is sure on the ball with this.
It's going to confuse the general audiences. It's like they're going to think,
is this the same one as the
I thought
television
was the guy
program?
From Glee.
Like,
yeah.
I don't think so. They want to have another X-Men movie in 2018 as well.
Okay.
Well, they need to keep them within a certain number of years.
Aquaman was also in 2018 in July.
Did you hear the thing where apparently Aquaman is like kind of a anti-hero thing where he's mad at Superman because the thing that terraformed
Earth.
Yeah,
the world engine that like destroyed the Pacific Ocean.
And he's really mad because some fish died. So
well, Superman's fault.
These
Come
are
on.
My friends.
Well, they said the whales saved him, that in Man of Steel were sent by
like,
Aquaman.
Yeah. They're just
like,
grasping
you
at straws.
He can't drown, so how is he in trouble?
That's true. I never thought of that.
That's why Superman, to me, just doesn't work, because he's not interesting, because his power set is just so much.
He can do anything.
He was
he's
a product
OP.
Of the 40s.
Like,
yeah.
Mm.
He's OP, overpowered.
Yeah. Obviously Spider-Man might not, Amazing Spider-Man may not be happening.
There's no way that's happening in 2017. It's just not.
2018.
They moved it back, didn't they? Because it was 2017.
So if they do another Spider-Man reboot, let's say 5-6 years down the line, you think it'll be Andrew Garfield again?
Well, they wouldn't.
Not if it's a reboot.
No.
But you were saying like soft reboot.
I think it's about time to bring in the lesser known Spider-Man villain, the Grizzly. In there, who's the bear-themed villain? Because Spider-Man has animal themes. I think the Grizzly needs
played by Werner Herzog.
Werner Herzog,
played by Bruce Campbell.
We have Shazam for 2019.
Yes,
in April.
Is funny because if they were still using their other name for that
Captain
character,
Marvel.
It would be Captain Marvel. Now there's another Captain Marvel movie.
You know who would be a good Shazam?
Rob Lowe. Oh.
Rob Lowe from the commercial?
Yeah. Harry Rob Lowe.
And Young Justice, he voiced Shazam.
Really Clint good. Howard could also make a good guy Shazam.
He'd do it.
He could play Billy Batson.
Yeah. Oh, my
And then he turns
Lord.
Into someone else.
They want to have another Justice League movie in 2019.
Yeah, I heard
2019.
It's
going
to be two parts or something.
I heard that Green Lantern shows up at the end of the first Justice League and he's like, guys, there's a bigger threat going on.
Yeah, they're probably going to...
Darkseid.
Have the Darkseid be the second Justice League movie.
Who would be the villain in the first then, Lex?
Yeah. I guess.
Probably Lex or Brainiac.
Lex and the
Suicide
Squad,
I think it's
squad,
actually
maybe.
Brainiac, believe it or not. Brainiac I think it actually cool. is going to be Brainiac.
I could see Jesse Eisenberg playing Brainiac. Not Lex
There's too many people in this
I could also
movie.
See Clint
well,
Howard playing
I know.
Brainiac.
Clint Howard would
I'm
make
done.
A perfect...
I'm done with it.
That's why I just have no faith in this DC universe whatsoever. I don't even care who they cast at this point. Even if Bryan Cranston was cast as Lex Luthor...
It wouldn't do it, no.
I'd probably see it because he's in it, but it's not going to fix the movie.
And we're looking at Cyborg for 2020 and a Green Lantern.
Which I gotta say, Cyborg, despite my issues with the DC Universe movie series, I gotta represent Cyborg because the guy who's playing him graduated from Haddon Heights.
Really?
Is it Ray Fisher? Or something?
Ray Fisher, yeah, he's a South Jersey guy.
When did it? Was it kind of recent?
I don't know. A couple years ago. He's been on Broadway for a little
get
while.
Get him on the show.
Yeah, let's get him here. Let's Ray do Fisher. It.
Hey. You're a cyborg.
As long as he goes booyah, then I'm good.
It's also not confirmed for any of these, but they're also trying to get a Gambit movie going. Rumor
I think
is
that is confirmed Channing that Tatum. Channing Tatum is Tatum. Signed on for the role, but they don't have a date. I think that's what it is.
I like
right
Taylor
now.
Kish.
They, was okay. They just didn't fine. Give him anything to do.
All he did was fight rocks. And then if you watch it, all he does is just burst rocks.
And then fly a helicopter.
He didn't even sound like he was from the South either.
No. Well, he's supposed to be Cajun, so he's supposed to sound French and Southern. It's a specific accent that he's supposed to have.
They still want to do a Sandman movie. God forbid.
Sandman is
and
in
also the
Vertigo Sandman?
Flint Markham.
Yeah, it's I forgot to mention the Shazam movie apparently is taking place outside of the rest of the DC continuity.
How is that smart? If they were smart,
well,
in
the New 52 Justice League I've been reading, they have like a Shazam storyline, but it's always at the end of each issue. So it's happening
Marvel
at the same time.
Captain Marvel originally wasn't part of DC. They actually acquired him eventually.
I'm sorry. Every time I hear Shazam, I think of Kazam.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah, Shaq.
But like,
let's get him back.
With the Shazam storyline and the Justice League, and with the Shazam storyline in New 52, after each Justice League issue, with the last like seven or so pages is the Shazam storyline, which is going on at the same time, but it has nothing
like
to
a
do.
Parallel.
Yeah, so thing. It's going to be the same thing. It's happening in the same world. Just
which,
not...
I mean, you had said that maybe they're thinking they could pull off some kind of infinite crisis or one of the multiverse
that'll happen eventually, I think.
But first of all, they have to have a successful franchise for that to even work. Which
I mean, some of the DC...
I could imagine what's happening with Spider-Man right now with them just not knowing what they're doing. If some of these movies don't work how they
they'll
want
go
them
back to it.
They'll
go back.
They'll have to read. The problem is they should have just copied what Marvel did completely.
Yeah.
And they would have been
there's
fine.
There's no shame in that. I mean, if you
instead,
can't beat them,
what they're trying to do is throwing everything to the wall and hoping it sticks, and then spinning stuff out.
See, the problem is they need a long term plan, and that apparently that's too hard to do.
And you know what other problem is? I forgot to even mention this. I already said Zack Snyder's a problem. You know what the other problem is? David S. Goyer.
David.
The only good thing he did was The Dark Knight, and I feel like he had the bare minimum on that.
You came back to die with your city. No, I came back to stop you.
You heard about what he said about She-Hulk not that long ago?
Oh, yeah, it's like she's not a good character?
Well, no. He said that they basically created her to give Hulk someone to
bang.
And but it's his cousin.
Yeah, she got in a car accident, and Bruce Banner's like, Dilly, I'll give her some of my blood for a blood transfusion.
Yeah. I'm and of course, and this guy's supposed to be a comic book fanatic, and he just said that she's like a Hulk porn star for Hulk to have sex with.
Well, he
I'm
saw
like,
the China version.
I hope they do Professor Hulk.
The Avengers
that.
Porn
you know
movie.
In the current continuity, you know that Hulk is actually called Doc Green right now. But what is actually interesting is he got shot in the head, and it didn't actually turn him into Hulk, so he almost died in one of the storylines. And Tony Stark put the Extremis in him, and it brought him back. And the Extremis is different in the comic books.
Yeah,
than it was
doesn't
in the
make
movie.
You breathe
it's like
fire.
A techno virus thing that you can actually program and stuff. And he went back and programmed his own Extremis to turn him into Hulk with all of Banner's smarts, but no desire to ever be Banner ever again. And now he's going and taking out every other gamma-powered person in the universe. Mm. So he just depowered A-Bomb, which was Rick Jones. Mm-hmm. He's going after
Rick Jones,
all
bitch.
The other... He's going after She-Hulk. He's going after Red Hulk. He's going after every other gamma-powered
person. Red She-Hulk.
Person. Yeah. Because he doesn't think that
it's Mountain Dew flavor.
Anyone else having these gamma-related powers is safe because of how dangerous they really are.
It's pretty much what Ultron's doing, in a way.
Mm.
But
yeah, so that's what we have.
Do you think the Incredible Hulk movie that came out in 2008?
I don't like it.
Are they? Do they still acknowledge that as part?
Yeah, it's part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Right.
But they
it's
don't
like
really.
A step
they
brother,
try to. They try to.
Yeah.
They try to sidestep it a little bit. But
I like
it
that
existed.
Movie.
I didn't care for it.
I like
Edward Norton.
I mean, I liked Tim Roth as Abomination.
Yeah.
I liked.
He's still alive
William
too.
Hurt as Thunderbolt Ross. I wish they would have brought him back for something at this point. But
you guys want to know something really like?
Liv Tyler was horrible.
Yeah.
I mean,
they teased the leader.
Yeah, the Samuel Stearns thing. That was.
Well, I mean, she didn't want to miss a thing.
Ty Burrell.
Yeah,
Ty Burrell was in it.
He was Doc Samson.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Ty Burrell was in it?
Yeah, he was Doc Samson.
But he wasn't
really
actually Doc Samson. But
I remember it was like a few months before that movie came out in 2008. I was at Comic-Con that year, New York City Comic-Con, which was in like February, I think, or April. Anyway, I went to the panel for Incredible Hulk. They showed the scene where he's fighting outside the college dorm. And I thought
and
I
was he's like, breaking all the tanks.
Yeah, I'm like, oh
and
wow, this
Sonic
is
Sonic really... things hitting them and everything.
Yeah,
slow him down.
And it was like an unfinished scene too, so some of it looked really bad, but it was really good. But I remember they had the director and like two producers on the panel answering questions, and someone asked the question about the score because I think they related it to how good the score for the TV show was. Mm-hmm. So he's like, it was something like, will it be that good? And I remember the one director saying, he was like this dark-skinned, like a Spanish guy, but he said like, oh,
ours... Louis Leterrier was the director of that mm-hmm. movie. He yeah. made a couple of the Transporter movies. And...
But I'll never forget him saying, oh, our score is so good, it's Star Wars worthy. And I remember watching...
I can't remember the score
Me
from
neither.
That movie.
I remember watching the movie and thinking like, no, it's not.
In general, I've never had a problem with any of Marvel's scores, but they're actually...
They all sound the same to me.
They yeah. don't really have much to stand out.
It's all like the big, like, blong. You know?
But since we named all those movies, and I guess other than Jason, we're pretty much all in agreement that we're... firmly on the Marvel side of
oh no I'm
yes,
I'm 100
team Marvel.
I know what you mean, but you're the only one that's even have a glimmer of hope for the
I just
thing.
I just love Batman and Superman.
You're just a positive person.
Yeah. I am. I mean,
but,
yeah,
since we named all those movies, you guys want to hear what I was touting as my idea of what they're going to try doing as part of the through line because of contracts with actors and how they're going to do the whole Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Think they're going to just
Howard the Duck.
Yes, yeah, obviously that's the end.
He should be the collector's.
He's
going to
be the person that actually takes Thanos out. Is
oh,
Howard the Duck.
Yeah,
makes sense.
He's going to rip the Infinity Gauntlet.
Just like
off
in
his hand
Secret
just...
Invasion, when the Skrulls invaded, you see all the heroes marching towards the Skrulls, but you see Howard the Duck in the crowd. And
yeah,
like, he wasn't even in this series at all. He's just there.
But so basically, we already know that whatever's going to happen in this Avengers movie is going to cause a huge problem between most of the Avengers, and obviously Civil War is going to have Captain America on one side and Iron Man on the other side. There's also a rumor that one of the end credit scenes for this movie is going to have Captain leading a whole new team of Avengers, which could possibly already be Captain Marvel and other people,
Black
maybe
Panther.
Falcon and Black Panther, maybe them. But what's going to happen, at some point, Steve Rogers is either going to die or not want to be Captain anymore. Whether that's the end of Cap 3 or wherever they do it, because first of all, they can't have him in both of the Avengers movies because he doesn't have that in his contract. Chris Hemsworth, he's either going to have to die as Thor and not be around for one of the movies also, and Ragnarok is basically an Asgard-level extinction. Like
Asgard dies and is reborn.
Everybody dies.
So
like
long.
Loki dies, Odin dies, Thor dies. All of them die.
I think in the comics, Loki kind of kickstarts it, too.
Yeah, and of course they're not going to follow the comics directly.
I guarantee you Loki ain't dying.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's obviously got ways of not dying, but what's going to end up happening is all the other movies, like I said, are going to begin with the characters firmly established and just showing a story of them between them. Somehow or another, you know, Guardians is going to get closer to Earth through, you know, whatever happens with that. Obviously, I don't know that. But what's going to happen is because they can't have all of those characters together in both the Avengers movies, we're going to see some of the people in Part 1, and then some of them are going to be in Part 2. Now, I actually think maybe Thor will survive Ragnarok, but might actually get killed by Thanos in Avengers Part 1, which would mean why the hammer is down. And in the classic Infinity Wars storyline, Thanos pretty much can kill everyone just by thinking it because of his power, and because there's the reality gem and all that craziness, if Steve Rogers is already dead, somehow he can get brought back to be in the second one, and that's when he'll wield the hammer mm-hmm. and the shield, and a badass moment be the thing to close out, like something with Captain America there.
Especially because in Civil War, I think he could die because they have Crossbones in it, and Crossbones is the guy who pulled the trigger on him after the Civil War.
Yeah,
yeah, and obviously, you know, that. Crossbones mm-hmm. is... someone they left, you know, a loose thread with. So.
Yeah, Frank Grillo, when they pulled him out of the rubble. And he's got the straps, and that's the X on his shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
So what's going to end up happening is, because Captain Marvel's between those two movies, obviously the first Avengers Infinity War, it's not going to have a good ending.
No,
it's going to end
their asses
really
beat.
Badly. a lot of them are either going to be dead because Thanos removed them from reality, or they really are just going to die. And then the second movie is probably going to end up having to be, if Steve Rogers didn't die, maybe he'll finally realize he's got to do something, and then he'll lead another team that might have people we've seen from the current movies, might have people we've seen from the new ones, but it's going to be a mix and match. But I'm always positive that Age of Ultron is going to be the last movie we're going to see Thor and Cap in the same movie. I'm almost positive at this point that that's probably going to be what's going to happen.
Don't get ready for it then.
Yeah, bring your Kleenex.
Hey, there's people crying in Interstellar. I'm just...
Oh, yeah, that girl next to you was bawling.
Oh, she was...
Bawling!
But yeah, I think that's... I think we pretty much covered the entire comic book universe in an hour and a half.
My nerd brain.
And Sean's head probably hurts. My head doesn't hurt. I can talk about this stuff for like...
My head doesn't hurt.
Months.
Now let's talk about the X-Men Krakoa, the living island.
What?
Yes. What about Ego, the living planet? That'd be a really cool thing for them to do.
Well, there's the Green Lantern squirrel, Chip.
Well, what are we saying?
I want to see Squirrel Girl show up in the X-Men movies, but you know, that's just me.
I want to see Rocket's otter girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, she was mentioned in Guardians. Lily? If you notice in the text of like his known accomplices, she's in there. Hmm. There's also a walrus.
I am the walrus.
John Lennon.
All right, I think that's all we got for this episode.
Yeah, I feel nerded out right now.
I need a nerd bath.
Ooh.
Nerd shower.
I'm going to get Willy Wonka to help you with that.
Oh, is that similar to a nerd bukkake? Because that's what I imagined when you said a nerd bath.
Oh. You know, yeah.
All the nerds.
Maybe not so much.
You just want a bath.
A bath,
You just got to dress up as a character they like.
Sean, I can see you
Princess Leia.
Sean, I could see you as like a Mystique. You should just paint your skin blue.
I was thinking you should just go as Drax, honestly.
Yeah.
He'd be good Drax.
Yeah, nothing gets past me. So
your reflexes are too good.
Exactly.
You would catch it.
I don't get your humor. All right. So I guess we'll end it off there.
On this note.
On this note.